Well, tonight we're thinking about the question, does prayer work? Now, surveys consistently show that most people in this country do pray at some time or other. Now, sometimes it's just about trivial things. You've lost your car keys again. Please help me find them. A kind of prayer words, but addressed to the universe in general. Sometimes it's at desperate times when we feel right at the end of our tether, when a loved one is ill or when money is tight or relationships are breaking down. And please sort this out. It comes from the very bottom of our hearts. But does it work? Well, as a Christian, I could tell you stories of times in my life, both trivial concerning car keys and the like, and profound about illness or struggles, when God has intervened and made a difference. But I could also tell you of other times when God has not intervened, as I've asked or as I would have liked, when things have remained hard, when it seems, then, that prayer has not worked. My kettle didn't work this morning. Now, that's first thing in the morning, that is never a good thing. I did everything right. It was plugged in. The heating element was working fine. And I opened the lid. I put the bread in just like you're supposed to. And I switched it on. And nothing. No toast. The kettle didn't work. Now, the gentle among you at this point will take me gently to one side to quietly explain that a kettle isn't supposed to make toast. Yes, it has a heating element, but that's to boil water, not to brown bread. So my statement that the kettle doesn't work isn't really fair on the kettle designers. And I think asking the question, does prayer work, runs the risk of doing a similar thing with prayer, assuming the wrong thing about what it is. So, for instance, lining up a whole bunch of answered prayers to show that it does work, or a bunch of unanswered prayers to say that it doesn't, basically assumes that prayer is a heavenly vending machine. You put the right thing in, the right words, said in the right way, perhaps by the right person, and out pops the answer that you want. You put the wrong thing in, the wrong words, or not enough of them, or not said by the right person, and you'll get nothing in return. Now, Jesus' disciples weren't too clear on this whole prayer thing themselves, so they asked Jesus to help them, which was a good idea, because he knew what he was talking about, given that he was God himself. And so Jesus taught them a prayer to help them. We know it today as the Lord's Prayer. He wasn't saying these are the only words that you can say, but these are some good things to pray about. Stuff like praising God and asking for your daily needs and asking for God's forgiveness and for God's help to forgive other people. And it also meant that if ever they weren't really sure what to pray, these disciples and we would always have something to say. But I'm sure you remember how it begins. And that in itself tells us a lot about what prayer is. And why thinking that the prayer is some kind of heavenly vending machine that will work if we get it right is really not very helpful at all. Because Jesus began, "Our Father in heaven." And as soon as he said that, prayer is no vending machine. Because as soon as he said that, prayer is about talking to someone. It's about a relationship. It's communication. And Jesus says that we call God Father. Now, sadly for many of us, that can bring up bad memories of fathers who have not cared for us as they should. So when we think of God as Father, we end up thinking of someone mean and nasty, who will have no interest in either listening to us or answering our prayers in any way that we might like. I'm sorry if that's your experience of our Father. It's not right and it's not good. But that's not the kind of Father that God is. He's the dad we've always longed for, the one who loves us and wants what is best for us. He is kind and loving. And so when we talk to him, when we pray, we can be honest with him and trust that he wants what is good for us. That's why he will often answer our prayers with a yes. He has done for me on many occasions, and I'm grateful to him for his kindness. He is my loving Father. But that also helps me to trust him when he answers my prayers with a no. And he has done so on many occasions. When situations have stayed difficult, when illness has continued, when relationships have been hard, and I don't necessarily understand why he doesn't answer as I want, as I feel I need, but I try at those times to trust my kind and loving Father that he knows more than I do. You might have seen the film Bruce Almighty, in which Morgan Freeman plays God. Well, who else is going to do that? And Jim Carrey is Bruce, who is given God's powers for a week or so. And part of his responsibilities as God is to answer prayers. And he sees them as a whole lot of emails on a screen, and there are thousands of them. Well, he decides he can't be bothered to look at them all, so he does what seems obvious. You just answer them all with a yes, don't you? That'll make everyone happy. Except it doesn't. And chaos ensues. And it turns out that the right thing for God to do is not always to answer with a yes. That it's not quite that straightforward. See, when it comes to God as Father, when I come to God as Father, I'm trusting him. And I'm talking to him about what's important to me. But I'm also recognizing that he knows best. Just as a parent, I will sometimes answer my children's requests, however heartfelt they might be, with a no. Because small as I am, I often understand more of what a child needs. Now, I will probably never understand some of the reasons why God has said no to me in the past, and that will always be a struggle. But God is my kind and loving Father, and because of his many other kindnesses to me, I will trust him with the difficult stuff. And I'll keep talking to him about it, about why and how I find it hard. Because prayer is about a relationship. And if prayer is about a relationship, which is what Jesus tells us is, then prayer works. It may not always get me what I want, but it will always get me what I need. And what I need, says Jesus, is to know God and to be in relationship with him. Because that's what I was made for, and I will never be satisfied without it. So let me encourage you to give it a go. Let me encourage you to give it a go, because if prayer is communication with God himself, it's an amazing thing, and it's a fantastic opportunity. And if that's what it is, then if you talk to him, he will speak back to you. Perhaps not audibly, so that you can hear, although he might do, but maybe in answering a situation that you find yourself in, or by showing you his love for you, or most of all, by showing you that he is there and that he wants to know you. So why not read one of the Gospels, the eyewitness accounts of the life of Jesus. There are free copies around here you can take away. Jesus said he was God himself come to earth, so why not give it a go? Give one of those a read and ask him as you read, if you're real, show me. Well, thanks for listening. I'm very happy to chat with you more over a drink. If there's anything else you want to talk about further, but enjoy the rest of your evening.